Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Klages. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Klages. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGraw. Ward reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. One out. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Northrup moves to second. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Fred Klages. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to third. Williams moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. John Buzzard now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Cash reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Lenny Green pinch hits for Ray Euler. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball towards left field. Williams fields the ball and throws to short. Morales drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Morales. Cash tags and scores. Freehan scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for John Buzzard. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Rich Morales. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.